奉主耶稣圣名说话。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
十分钟前我才知道，Annie 姐妹请我来这里，说几句话。
So I just found out 10 minutes ago.
所以如果我的见证，规划的不太好，请大家见谅。
And so if my testimony sounds kind of disorganized, please bear with me.
我按照那个主题来讲，我就引两我生命中的两次这个时间，就是神与神亲自的接触。
And I wanted to continue the theme of the gospel class we just had, and which was on reliance on God and the Holy Spirit to overcome the troubles we encounter in life. So I want to share with you two times in my life when I met with trouble and how I rely on God to face it.
用这短短的时间来做一点点小小的见证。
And to use this short time to share with everyone my testimony.
我本身的个性就是很心急。
My personality is one of this is very
心急。
Anxious. I get anxious quickly, and I want to do things fast.
我希望事情很快的发生，很快的解决。
And so I like to always get things done fast.And solved right away.
但是我却不知道我有这个个性。
But I didn't know I have this type of just a hasty spirit.
其实神早就知道了。
But God already knows all about my weaknesses.
所以呢，在我信仰的路程上，我有两三次的时间，就是以等候来做主题。
And so there's at least two or three times in my life when God is teaching me to learn to wait.
领受圣灵的路程也要等候。
First time to receive the Holy Spirit, I was taught patience.
下一步就是我要讲的婚姻的路程也要等候。
And then I also had to be patient to wait for the marriage that God provided for me.
然后就是婚姻以后也要等候。
And after marriage, I also had to learn patience, to learn the will of God.
我的像传道所说的人生就是漂泊的人生。
And as the preacher said, our life is a life of wandering.
我从小九岁就离开父母，到新加坡去漂泊念书。
And when I was 9 years old, I started a life of wandering. I had to go abroad to study, school in Singapore.
然后就接触到真耶稣教会，感谢主耶稣，找到人生最重要的。
And it was there while I was abroad that I found True Jesus Church and found the most important thing that happened in my life.
就是人生集中的这个目标，这个信仰。
Which is the faith, the end goal of our life.
然后我就朝着这个目标，就来美国念书。
And having received the faith of God, I followed the will of God to come to the United States to continue my studies.
当时我父母亲还没有认识，全家还没有认识神，都还在拜当中，拜祖先。
At that time, my rest of my family did not know God yet, and so they worship God and also ancestors.
So, 感谢主耶稣用圣灵来帮助我克服这个稍微有点点艰难的家里反对的这个时段。
And they were idol worshippers, so they persecuted me on my faith. And thank God for His grace, I was able to endure that time of hardship and trial.
读完书以后回去印尼一年，然后又去纽西兰五年。
And then after I finished my schooling, I went back to Indonesia for 1 year, and then I went to New Zealand for 5 years.
在那边我也参加纽西兰的聚会，在那个教会的聚会。
I also attended True Jesus Church services while I was in New Zealand.
我没有发觉到，但是我妈妈非常的注意我的年龄啊。
And I didn't bother me about my age, but my mom was very nervous about my age.
不知不觉，我妈妈说你已经25岁了。
And my mother said, "You're already 25 years old."
她就开始每两个礼拜打电话给我说，有没有找到对象啊？有没有找到对象啊？
And so every 2 weeks, my mother would call me and say, "Have you found your future husband yet?"
那个纽西兰教会跟我同适婚年龄的跟我同样25岁的几乎没有。
But when I was in the New Zealand,
不是几乎是确实没有。
In New Zealand, Church's Church, There was actually no other brothers my age that was 25 years old.
我父母亲不认为结婚是应该在真耶稣教会一个教会的信徒结婚，因为他们还没有接触到这个我们的信仰。
Because my parents were non-believers, so they didn't understand why I insisted on marrying another True Jesus Church member.
对他们来讲，就是说社会有很多适合的男士。如果是缘分的话，为何不结婚呢？
And in their mind, they said, there's a lot of candidates in the society. If they're eligible and you like them, then you're destined to marry together. It's fate.
但是我们都知道说，就是说走这个信仰的路程是不简单的。
But we all know that this journey of faith is not easy.
我们走的时候，如果是另外一半也是在跟我们一样信仰的话，我们可以互相扶持，互相手牵手。
We know that if our spouse is also a believer, then we can hold each other's hands and walk together in this journey to heaven.
所以又一次的，我就违背父母亲的那个时候的观念，坚持下去，几年没有对象。
I had to
go against
my parents' will to get married right away and continue my own way until the Lord provided for me.
两年以后
and 2 years later,
我经过我父母亲一直在那边念说，你这样维持下去，女生一年一年，就是按照我们传统想法，一年一年这样下去，你坚持信仰，这个看起来。
And my parents kept worrying for me and kept coming to me about this issue. He says, saying that you're getting every year, every day, getting older and older. This is not healthy for you to be married too young, too old. You need to get married right away.
有一天，一个朋友介绍我一个蛮帅的年轻人。
And so one day I had friends who introduced to me a pretty handsome guy.
但是他的兄弟姐妹都是我们教会的信徒。
And this man was his brothers and sisters were within our church.
只有他在参加外教会。
But he himself did not believe in True Jesus Church. He attended a different church.
我从来没有不算是跟他交往 or anything.
But I never dated this man, and I didn't have any relationship with him.
讲电话一次两次跟他讲说，如果你对这个方面有兴趣的话，那请你到我们真耶稣教会，在印尼的真耶稣教会查考道理，觉得可以接受，你再来跟我讲话好吗？
And so in the one or two telephone conversations with him, all I said was, if you have any interest in this faith of True Jesus Church, I suggest you go to the True Jesus Church in Indonesia where you are now, and after you found the faith, then come talk to me.
我当时长得不是像现在这么宽。
And at that time, I was not as broad as I am now.
所以到时候他就说，几个月过了也没有去上教会。
But then after a few months, we found that he did not go to the Indonesian True Jesus Church at all.
所以我在这个十字路口。
And so I was at a crossroads.
只好祷告，问询问主耶稣啊。
So I just prayed and asked God for advice.
因为当时只有我一个人是信主的，在全家里面只有我一个人在信主。Because
in my whole family, I was the only believer at True Jesus Church.
然后在纽西兰教会有一个规定，就是说，如果你就是跟不信主的这个另外一半同婚的话，我有可能。 就是不能够在台上服侍神来翻译。
So in the True Jesus Church in New Zealand, they said that if you marry a non-believer that is not a church believer, then actually you're not allowed to serve in the Lord. You cannot go up to the pulpit and translate either.
他们说我这样以来我就不能做青年的这个榜样。
Because then you will not be a good role model for the youth.
所以我挣扎了，但是我认为这个翻译的方面服侍神是其中一个，我觉得我被召来做的。And
I really had a struggle in my heart because I felt that interpreting on the pulpit was a gift that God gave me that I was called to do.
所以在这个挣扎的时候，我就很努力在祷告。
And so when I had this struggle with between choosing marriage or being able to continue to serve God in an interpretation capacity, I really just prayed to God for help.
肉体上，身为女孩子，我们需要一个依靠。25岁、26、27这个期间是一个女孩子，我们都。经过了这时代，就是很需要一个依靠。肉体上，我想要相信这个对象就是赐给我的。
And it was very hard for me. It's like a fleshly temptation because when you are a young woman of age 25, 26, 27, you really want to find a security and have a partner to be able to go with in this journey of life.
加上父母亲的催促。
And with this constant pressure from my parents.
更看起来理所当然，我应该要前进，继续交跟这个下一步要就是要交往了。
It seemed so natural that I should just continue this relationship with this person who, was introduced to me under the advice of my parents.
只有我的信仰，还有里面这圣灵拉着我。
But what was holding me back was my faith and the Holy Spirit within me pulling me back.
一直祷告，直到有一天晚上。
And so I kept praying until one night.
3点，我记得是凌晨3点的时候。
It was 3 a.m. at night.
我在跪下来祷告，自己一个人静静的，真的向神要一个最后的决定。
And I kept praying to God, crying to Him, asking Him for a final decision.
如果神你说不要还是要，我就按照你的话来行。
I pray to the Lord, please give me a clear indication whether it is a yes or no. And I want a final word from you so I know which way I should take.
因为我不要走错这个婚姻的道路。
Because I don't want to go on the wrong path of marriage.
在那个晚上非常宁静，心里也非常安静的时刻。
During this very quiet hour of night, when everything is still and my heart is still.
我听到很这个strong 很强烈的声音在我心里，不是在我耳朵，在我心里。
And I heard in my heart, not in my ear, the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to me.
No.
And it was a big no.
我吓了一跳。
And I was so shocked.
好，我刚才所说的话，我说主啊，如果你回答我，我就按照你的话来行。
And I remember what I said to the Lord. I had been praying. I said, Lord, if you give me a clear answer, I will obey your command.
但是那个心里的声音很大，我确实不是我自己在心理作用。
And this voice in my heart was so loud. I know it was not me that spoke.
接下来我就跟父母亲讲说啊，这个男士啊。
And later on, I told my family,
我不能这个开始往这边发展。
I cannot continue in with this person that you have proposed.
所以以后我也请教教会长老、执事、传道帮我祷告。
And I asked the deacons, the ministers, elders to pray for me.
我宁愿跪下来说，主耶稣赐给我一个适合我的对象。
I was willing to just kneel down and rely on God completely that He will find the right person for me.
当时的纽西兰教会就是我婚姻的旷野。
And when I was in New Zealand, the New Zealand church was my wilderness, in marriage.
一个适婚的对象都没有。
There was not even one candidate available for me to marry in that church.
我以后的那个婚姻的见证，我以前很久以前讲过。
Long time ago, I spoke about my wedding testimony.
后来我就是立志有几点我需要的，我就祷告神。
And later on, I made resolutions that if I were to marry, what I would do to make the consideration.
还有几个我在一个对象的需要的条件，我写下来就这样子一直祷告下去，过了差不多快要一年了。
And I also wrote down the qualifications of the person that I'm looking for in a spouse I would marry. And using these criteria and the resolutions I made in the Lord, I prayed on this for a year.
神就从美国这里飞了一个弟兄来到纽西兰这个婚姻的旷野，带着他的家人第一次看我。
And through a miraculous and wonderful arrangement of God, God flew a brother from America with his whole family to come visit and see me for the very first time.
之前就是只是在电话上，我跟我先生只有见面就一次，然后八年后在就是在纽西兰的时候，以前在美国的时候，在 Garden Grove 的 NYTS 1995年只会面一次。And
I've only seen my husband one time. That was in the 1995 a National Youth Theological Seminar in Garden Grove.
当时的那个主题是 In His Time.
And the theme of that NYTS was In His Time.
所以八年过了，我自己绕来绕去，他也就是可能也没有在看还是怎么样，然后就在通一个电话，电话完了，人就飞来纽西兰了。
And just after 8 years after that NYTS, both of us were doing our separate ways, but through a miraculous arrangement of God, God arranged so that we just had one phone call and then the whole family came to visit me.
我们就在主里订婚，那个唱诗152首，主必预备。
And we got engaged in the church and we sang the hymn 152, The Lord Will Provide.
所以在信仰的路程上，虽然我们好像在旷野，好像没有路可走，主必预备。
And so in the wilderness of our faith, when we feel like there's no way to take and no path left, God will always open a way for us.
主要是我们依靠他，相信他不要按照我们自己的情欲来走。
As long as we rely on him and do not walk according to our lust.
今天我感谢主，虽然我们不是完美的人，但是神赐给我一个非常不自私的先生。
And thank God, even though my husband may not be totally perfect, but he is the one for me, and he is one who is very unselfish person.
用一个只有找一个，如果规定我找一个字来形容我先生，他就是一个 selfless man， 就是没有自我，他是可以牺牲到底的。
And to me, if I use one word to describe my husband, would be that he is a selfless man.
这个quality，这个内在美，是我相信在英俊的男人身上就都没找不到的。
And this inner quality is something I believe I would not have been able to find in other people, other men who may look handsome on the outside, but I would never be able to find on the inside.
The point is, 就是神为你准备的路是对你来讲是最好的。
And so the bottom line is that the one that God prepares for you is the best, most complete person that will complement your life.
很快的到我结婚以后。
And after I was married,
觉得自然而然应该要有一个孩子。
It was natural for us to want to have children.
一年。
And after 1 year.
两年。
2 years.
这样下去。
3 years.
开始紧张。
And I started to get really nervous.
又在等候的这个时段了。
I was taught to again to wait for God's will.
心急啊。
And my heart was so anxious.
我为神做算数啊。
And I started to make a calculation table for God.
跟主耶稣，教主耶稣怎么去算啊。
And I tried to teach Jesus how to count my time.
神啊，我现在几岁了？
I told Jesus, you know how old I am now?
主耶稣啊，如果你没有现在给我孩子的话，那等我60岁的时候，我的孩子就是几岁几岁。And
I said to Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, if you do not give my children to me now, then do you know how old I'll be at 60 and how old my children will be by then?
但是我们的主耶稣啊，是天地的主宰。
But our Lord Jesus is the God of our mankind.
不用我们帮他做算数、做计算。
He's creator of heaven and earth. He does not need us to tell him our timetable.
时间到了，是他觉得最适合的时间到了，就会发生。
And when the time comes, it will happen.
但是在这痛苦等候的路程当中，
But during this difficult journey to wait for him.
有人就建议我啊,
Someone suggested me.
你不如试试看人工受精。
How about you try in vitro fertilization?
我去看那个医生，一点都保险都没有cover。
And when I went to see that doctor without insurance coverage,
我第一次看，他就讲说人工受精的这个。 观念是怎么样，做法是怎么样，如果有那个多的卵就要被丢掉。And
he first explained to us in the first consultation that if you are to do this artificial insemination, then if you have excess embryos, fertilized embryos, you would have to discard those embryos.
已经受精的那个什么。
And the embryos that are already fertilized, you have to discard them.
所以我们商讨了，这个是有违背我们的信仰。
And after my husband and I talked, we realized that this is against our faith because it is against our faith because it will be ending a life.
所以我们就决定说好，等候神，有就有，没有就没有。好像我以前没有有对象就有，没有我就支持下去服侍神就好。
And so, again, we made a decision that, okay, if God wants to give us children, we will have children. And if He doesn't give us children, then we will go as is. Just like before, when I was waiting for God for my husband, I didn't know if I would ever get married. But I just decided I would trust in the Lord to provide.
从第三年真的很认真祷告到第五年。
And in the third to fifth year of our marriage, I prayed really hard for children.
我已经想说 那我们就两个人就这样子下去，就两个人主持一个家庭就好，没有孩子。
So we finally just decided between my husband and I that we would just be happy that this marriage would only have the two of us.
但是我婆婆跟我都不断的一直祷告。
And my mother-in-law and I continued to pray for children.
禁止祷告也好。
We would fast and pray.
就是怎么样祷告，很久祷告也好。
And we also tried long prayers.
有一个晚上。
And one night.
在我婆婆家，我那时候在过夜，在她家。
And that night, I was in my mother-in-law's house. I was staying over.
在一个房间里面，我自己祷告。
I was in one room praying by myself.
再一次的，在很宁静的环境之下，我的心也很。
It was a very calm, quiet time in the middle of the night when my heart was still and everything around me was quiet.
我记得哈娜的伟大的祷告，向神祷告，不配的祷告。
And I thought about how Hannah prayed to the Lord and poured out her heart and cried before the Lord.
我又哭又把我全部的心倾诉给神。
I too cried and poured out my heart
before the Lord. 我跟神说，你是带领我的神。
I said to the Lord, Lord, you are the one that guides and leads my life.
从小，我不在父母身边，都是神一手带领我下去。
From the time I was small, I had no parents to walk with me, but you were there to hold my hand.
你拣选我。
You chose me.
然后扶持我，能够平安的结婚。
You upheld me and you saw me through so that I have a wonderful marriage now.
求神现在看到我的眼泪。
May you see my tears.
如果是你的旨意，请你给我一个孩子。
If it is your will, please give me a child.
那我确实问主耶稣。 是不是我应该用人工受精的方法，还是等候你呢？
And I asked the Lord in prayer, is it because you want me to use artificial insemination, or did you want me to just wait for you?
请你帮我决定。
Please make this decision for me.
你所说的，我再次会做的。
And whatever you decide, I will submit to.
我一直祷告，正在哭的时候。
And I was praying like this, and I continued to cry and wept bitterly in tears.
不料出乎意外。
And all of a sudden, out of expectation,
我的心里就有两句话很大声地跟我讲。
Again, I heard the Holy Spirit speak very gladly into my heart.
神是全能的。
God is almighty.
再来一次，神是全能的，两句话。
And then second time again in Chinese, God is almighty.
我马上俯伏在地啊。
And I immediately put my, I prostrate myself on the floor.
我说知道了，我会服从，我不会去再去是那个什么去看那个人工受精的医生了。
I immediately knew what he wanted me to do, and I said to him,
我会等候你，就算几年我都会等候你。
I understand. I will never go to that doctor again. I will wait for you, even if it means many years. I will still await your will.
到了这个程度的祷告，我已经没有在为在好像。 帮神用计算机在算。
And after praying all this time, I no longer counted the timetable before God.
已经是在放手，让神带领。
I let go of everything that was in my hands and just let God handle all this.
这个祷告以后呢？
And after this prayer,
起来我就跟我先生说。
Then I told my husband.
And 跟我婆婆说。
To my mother-in-law too.
我说神这样跟我说。
I said, the Lord spoke to me.
所以请你们继续帮我祷告。
In this way, and so please pray for me that God will fulfill His will.
那个晚上祷告的整整一个月之后
，And after that prayer, exactly 1 month later,
我就怀孕了。
And I became pregnant.
我真的不敢相信。
I was so I couldn't believe it.
连我的那个妇产科都特别恭喜我。
And even my gynecologist especially congratulated me.
所以我可以说神是不会那个时间上不会做错，我们不用为他计算这个计算那个。
So we have to believe that God will never make a mistake on the timetable. He knows exactly when is the best time for us to have what we need.
有了一个孩子的时候，就祷告神说，我等了这么久，我只是希望说，如果可以的话，再给我一个孩子。
And after the first child, I prayed to God. I said, I have waited so long. If you are willing, please give me a second child as quickly as possible.
我没有等第二次的时候，神没有让我等那么久了。
Second time, God didn't make me wait too long.
这一次神成全我，我八个月，这个大老大八个月我就有老二了。
And thank God, after 8 months after having the first child, I had a second child.
所以圣经里面说，孩子是神给你的产业。
And so in the Bible it says, children is a heritage from the Lord.
我觉得我在人生当中每一步的这个 happening 就是这些事情。
And I felt that through all the stages of my life.
这个信仰。
And this faith.
这个圣灵。
This Holy Spirit.
这个婚姻。
This wedding. This marriage.
这个孩子。
This child.
这个现在能够在快乐，我们大家平安喜乐的状况，不是叫做就是巧合。
And all this that I'm enjoying today, peace and harmony and the joy of marriage, it is something that did not happen out of accident.
我们要时常计算记得，就是主耶稣一步一步在祝福我们。
We need to continue to count the blessings of God, how He continues to lead us step by step.
我最后讲对我的见证的感想。
And then lastly, I want to share my own reflection of my testimony.
最近我们在学路德记。
We have been learning in our church on Bible reading on Ruth.
我在跟我先生两个人在车上在讲话的时候。
And in the cars, I'm talking with my husband about the book of Ruth.
原来我们就是那个路德。
And we are just like this person, Ruth.
我们遇到我们的神。
When we met our God,
我们的神不厌弃我们，我们以前不是处女。
And our God did not reject us that in the past we were not virgins.
为什么我们不是处女呢？
Why is it that we were not virgin before?
因为我们以前是不认识神，去拜别的神的，别的偶像。
Because before God, we had someone else we worshipped.
我们不是清洁处女，单纯清洁的女人。
We worship idols before, so we were not virgins and clean.
但是神不嫌弃我们，反而领我们到他身边，祝福我们，让我们洁净，娶我们为这个教会，就是基督的身体。
And like Ruth, even though we were not pure, yet God took us with open arms, brought us into His embrace, married us, and cleansed us and blessed us.
And 天天都赐给我们。福气，我们只要打开眼睛，我们就知道每天都是神给我们一步一步的福气。
And if we open our eyes every day, we see God is blessing us every day of our life, filled with overflowing grace of God.
感谢主耶稣，愿神的名得到荣耀。
We thank God, may the name of God be glorified.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. 感谢神十分前他马上可以讲出来，这样也是感谢神圣灵的感动。那有谁想要讲一些
发言的时候，这个时候我总觉得我很微小，因为
I feel that I'm very small，
因为我们才几个月。
Because I've only come to the church for a few months，
外邦人还没有受洗。
I'm still a Gentile, I haven't been baptized yet.
真的，就是说每次我走进这个教室的时候，
Every time I come to this classroom,
在我面前 救助的都是那些几代人，也都是几代两代三代。
I see other brothers and sisters that have been in this church for a whole generation.
而且有的年长的可以做我是我的就是说祖父或者祖母。
And some who are elderly members who can be like my parents or my grandparents.
所以觉得我很微小。
And I feel so small.
我没有什么可说的。
And there's nothing I can say.
如果说错了，请大家原谅。
And so if I say something wrong, please forgive me.
我来到教会，我最喜欢听见证。
And when I come to church, the thing that I enjoy the most is listening to other people's testimonies.
我就是从刚才这个姐妹的见证中当中。
From Sister Irene's testimony,
我就感觉到她感动神的，就是说神喜欢的、喜悦的。
And that her prayers really touch God and please God.
就是她的虔诚。
And that was her devotion, reverence for Him.
她信。
And she truly believed him.
当时我算了一下。
And then I counted.
她说，结婚就是五年嘛。
And took her 5 years to become married.
这个五年算下来，
these 5 years of waiting.
一千多个日日夜夜。
And over 1,000 days of days and nights of waiting.
好像从第三年的时候，她特别的迫切。
And then from the third year, she started to be very
她的欲望要一个小孩的欲望特别的强烈。
Fervent to pray for her child.
她仍然非常非常的虔诚。
And though she waited so much, she was still very devoted to the Lord.
就是说，应用把这个虔诚和信应用到我们的身上，我们的心里面。
And what I received is her example of devotion to God.Even amidst the trials,
就是我们一定要信。
And that we must always believe and trust in God.
一定要虔诚。
And we must be faithful, devout.
把自己放下。
We need to put ourselves and our own will down.
就像刚才那个姐妹她在祷告的时候。
And as Sister Irene was praying.
神跟她说。
The Lord spoke and said.
好像是你相信主，是相信主两个人生。
And to believe that God is Almighty, 神是全能的。
他哦，神是全能的，神是全能的。
Mm-hmm.
然后他就伏在地上，他就伏在地上。
And so she prostrated herself on the ground.
我是非常感动的。
And that is to me a very touching sight.
感谢主，哈利路亚。
Thank God. Okay. So this concludes our gospel tea today.We believe that we can always trust in God for all the matters and all the trials that we face in this life. 我们相信说，我们相信说，每个事情我们在这生命中，觉得很困难的问题，其实在神的面前都不是困难，因为神是万能的，神是最爱我们的，神是最仁慈的。
Okay, so despite that, all the tribulation, the difficulty that we encounter in our life, that we know that like, God is Almighty, that we can entrust it in Him.
那当我们知道说，其实我们是一个很渺小、很卑微的一个尘土。
When we know that like, we're just unworthy, just like dust.
那我们是充满着罪的人。
That we are sinners.
可是当我们可以在神的面前
But as we can kneel before God
然后跟神哀哭哀求
When we cry out to him and plead to him
其实他是很大的爱
He actually is full of love and mercy
他很爱我们
He loves us
我们只要一个很单纯的心
As long as we have a pure heart
把我们的一切放他在他的手里
That we put all our trust and faith in him
我们就可以马上体验到他对我们的爱
That we can easily experience the love from him
他不是一个冷冰冰的人坐在那里还是一个 好像偶像就放在那里，不是这样子的。
He's not a god with a cold heart, just sit on the throne and disregard us.
他是很有感情的神。
He's full of love with emotion.
他可以体恤我们的软弱。
He understands our weakness.
他也可以接纳我们的不足。
He can accept our iniquity.
他喜欢我们祷告。
He loves us to pray to him.
他很期待我们把一切交托给他。
He longs that we put everything in him.
神是万能的。
He's almighty.
他可以医治我们的疾病。
He can heal our sickness and our illness.
他有办法让那个硬的心变得软的心。
He's able to convert the heart with stone into a heart of flesh.
英文讲说 ，He's in the life of transforming lives. He's in the business of transforming lives. 他的工作就是在改变人生。
His work is to transform our life.
他要在你的生命跟我的生命改变，做成一个可以荣耀他的名的人生。
His work is to transform between you and I our life, so that His name can be glorified.
那他的荣耀可以在他的名，而且他也可以在我们里面得到荣耀。
May His name be glorified and our name to be glorified as well.
May He be glorified. May He be glorified in us according to the Scripture. Thank God. 感谢主。那我们一起祷告。